Okay, welcome everybody. I have something so exciting that I'm going to do directly immediately at the top. I'm because to snipe everyone who leaves the video before the end of it. World's Biggest Army is going on tour, guys. It's a sketch comedy show that is going on tour with live performances and videos and so much more. And it's me and Caleb and Patrick and the lovely guys from Home Planet who are our guests today. And also our good friend Pierce Campion.
And Roz Trent.
And we are going...
Who?
Roz Trent.
Ah.
I don't know who that is.
I like that one.
We are going to a few cities, guys, that I should have pulled up on my phone beforehand.
No, I know all of them because they're
We're going to Boston.
On March 26th, we're going to be at the Rockwell Theater in Somerville in Boston.
Woo!
Somerville, kid.
And on April 2nd at Shubas.
Shubas.
Day after April
then
Fool's.
I love that
we
place.
Are doing our first international show ever in Toronto on April 12th at the Garrison. We'll be back in Atlanta April 27th at the Earl. And then Philadelphia on May 18th at Philomoka. You can get your tickets at swagpoop.com/shows. But if you're a crazy type person who's listening to this right when it comes out, the tickets won't be up until noon. So if you're going to complain about it, complain to Alex.
Alex
Forrest. He will handle all complaints about tickets.
I'll take care of it.
Related issues.
I'll do so good.
Imagine if you went to our first live shows, right? Now imagine that with six guys, and it's not anything like our first live shows, and it's sketch
somewhat
comedy.
Like it. Imagine I would say it's not anything like
it's not any. Imagine it's
you will
like,
enjoy it. I think Patrick's trying to get you not to come.
I think imagine it's like the second half of our live shows that we did.
Basically, that don't imagine that. Just imagine a fun time out with your friends because you're going to go with your friends.
No, I think they should imagine that it's kind of similar.
Has a new video out too, which is on Instagram and YouTube and everywhere. So go and you know, if your city's not on that list, just
get a better city.
Get a better city. Keep your ear to the ground.
Especially LA. LA, fuck you.
LA's not happening.
We're never going to go.
It's too scary.
Unless you're a venue that wants to fly us out or something.
And pay for us.
Patrick is obsessed with the idea that somehow a venue in LA is going to fly us out to do a show.
They're going to fly us out like like we are Instagram models and they are a prince in Dubai.
If this episode goes viral,
it could. It has a better
pretty good chance.
It could go viral.
We should make an LA only episode.
Yeah. That only releases an hour.
It's an hour. It's an hour of us just going,
fuck you.
One. We should do it LA only.
That's way too close.
Beach episode, I think.
I think we did a beach episode.
I don't know if we did a beach
episode. Man. I think that you're stealing from our past catalog.
I don't think we did a beach episode.
You recorded on the beach?
No, we did an episode about the beach.
When did we do an episode about the beach?
We definitely did an episode about the beach. If we haven't done an episode about the beach, Lord, strike me down right now as I stand.
Well.
He's asking for it.
It doesn't work when you're indoors, man.
God can't see us
indoors. God can make this wall.
He can't see you. Forward. He can only see you if you're walking around outside like Google Maps.
God can make the wall behind me fall forward or make maybe... Oh, no, didn't get electrocuted. Could have got electrocuted.
He wouldn't make the wall behind you fall forward because it would kill me and Alex and Joe, who are beautiful, God-fearing, devoted.
That's why the Capitol building, it looks like that because it's to protect because they're doing the evil stuff inside. Mm-hmm. And so it's to stop.
Exactly.
God... pricks his finger when he tries to
reach it.
Ow! And they're inside
God
fucking
looks down at the
us.
Capitol building and he thinks it's a giant boob.
Yeah.
And he tries to grab it.
He tries to suck on
it. And it hurts him. Yeah.
And it stabs him and then he jacks off with his blood.
And then
I don't know what else to tell
you. The devil celebrates.
So many state buildings in this country are domed.
Pointy like that. Yeah.
Because
the Washington Memorial.
God booby. Yeah, that's a dick. He's trying to grab a dick.
Well, that one's also very pointy. He could maybe stab his entire hand on that. And you know, they do all types of evil stuff inside there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the politicians get together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Dance around.
They have their dance parties inside.
Inside there's like 100 floors that two people can fit on each floor.
They're all playing beer pong against each other.
That's where beer pong was invented, actually.
It's Washington, D.C.
In D.C.
The Washington
Be careful
monument.
With that.
We have a toy on the desk today.
I brought a toy over with me, and I brought these shades. I just like to have my hands on things.
Yeah, I feel that.
At all times.
Yeah, well, this is known about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know, man.
We know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We should have got him a fidget cube or something because I know he's going to be messing about.
I need a cube.
Yeah. He needs a cube.
Well, guys, what the hell is up? What's the gossip?
What's the tea?
What is the tea with you guys?
Tomorrow, Clancy gets his... my dog gets his first...
Your brother?
My brother dog gets his first heartworm shot.
Whoa.
They have to stab him through his back into his heart.
Whoa.
With a super long needle.
And that's what you guys are here to plug? Yeah.
Well, don't do the plug. We'll save all right, the less important plugs.
They stab him with a knife to like open him up.
Yeah, it's really brutal. It's
just
like
to see what's inside.
It's like the nick. They're just doing like experimental.
What's the nick?
That's Clive Owen.
Oh, and Harry Potter?
No.
Isn't Harry Potter on that?
No. Nick? You're thinking of like Frankenstein's assistant or something.
You're thinking of Harry Potter.
I'm thinking of Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe and John Hamm were in a weird show on BBC.
Okay.
Which
okay.
I only saw posters for. But then Clive Owen was on Showtime.
Yeah, it was on one of those the premium
this
shows.
I've never seen it. I've never seen
like
it either.
Old medicine and they used to like fuck up.
I use
and,
long
like,
needles.
Oh.
Yeah. How
what
long are you going to do when you show up to your...
They all go like this.
To the vet with Clancy and it's a guy from Dead Space.
Yeah.
It's the one with he has a long ass needle and he's wearing like a...
He doesn't know Dead Space. We don't know the nick.
You can imagine Dead Space.
That's the... This
based
the
on the divide. Name, you can imagine the divide in the table.
It's like a scary...
Like a zombie in space.
Spider enemy, Dead Space spider enemy. This is going to be the vet when you get to
Oh, dear.
The vet is a big spider.
Spider. Well, who knows an animal better than a spider?
That's true.
Yeah.
Who would know? Oh, and even more so, who would know the inside of an animal's body better than a spider?
A spider might have been. A spider could have been the thing that gave him heartworm in the first place.
Yeah.
Really?
Imagine
spiders
you come
carry
home.
Heartworms?
Well, mosquitoes do, so I assume spiders.
A mosquito is a type of spider.
Could have web
spidery
him.
Type of thing.
Imagine you came him. Home one day and you just saw Clancy on the wall in a big spider web.
like wrapped up in like a cocoon.
He got caught.
He got caught in the
he
web.
He jumped up and tried to eat a fly.
I would be I'd be scared, but...
Clancy, no!
I would take a picture first. That would be pretty cute.
Yeah. Spider-Man should have had an enemy called the Worm.
The Worm is a
good... It would have been too easy for him to beat because he could have just webbed him up.
Yeah.
That's true about all of Spider-Man's
next issue.
Enemies.
Why don't you just put him in a web, man?
Why didn't you just swing around, dude?
I do like how,
idiot.
Like...
Spider-Man's just lacking right now.
Just web him up.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Just swing towards him and then web him.
I thought the new Spider-Man movie was so stupid because he should have just webbed up everybody.
Yeah, he could have webbed
up the world. It literally could have been 5 minutes long.
He would.
Green Goblin, if I was through a portal, web.
Yeah, if I were Spider-Man, I would have webbed up Zendaya right away.
It would have felt so good. God, I would have webbed Zendaya.
It is funny that every
I would have webbed up Zendaya and the friend.
Every single one of Spider-Man's like villains, if they are impervious to web, the only thing that makes them impervious to webs is being bigger than him.
What?
Like Rhino.
What?
And that's the only one I can think of
they
right
can break
now.
Out.
Here's
Sandman. Sandman
here's
can
a funny little
spider. Turn into sand.
Turn into sand.
Or turn big.
Turn into water.
What about the little kid?
Here's a funny thing.
Who
the little kid?
The little kid, his arch nemesis. You guys didn't read those issues?
Spider-Man.
No. Yeah.
So I read all the old Spider-Man comics, and something funny is that Spider-Man's like main attack, one of his main attacks he does on every single villain, every single issue, is he shoots webs into their eyes, and they go, "Oh, I'm blind! Oh, no!" And then there's at one point, it's probably like, you know, like 60 issues in, so like 5 years into Spider-Man's run, and Dr. Octopus is like, he's fighting Dr. Octopus, and he shoots web at his eyes, and it is like, and you know, Dr. Octopus has those glasses, and the web falls off the glasses, and Dr. Octopus
goes, "I invented glasses that can't be wet."
Wow. It's like, bro, invent a whole suit.
Yeah.
Use the glasses. It took you years.
You'd think a scientist would be like up on that right away.
Isn't he a doctor?
He's a mad scientist. Oh, yeah.
You think he's a doctor?
He's crazy.
He's a doctor.
He's
not a scientist.
Who is developing tentacles?
He's a doctor who does.
He's a mad scientist.
He has a
doctor.
No. He's a doctor because those are prosthetics.
You can be a doctor of science.
He's a pediatrician.
Yeah.
A bunch of lollipops.
That's why his enemy is Spider-Man, because Spider-Man's a kid.
Mm-hmm. He's a teenager.
Yeah.
He had strep throat, and he went to the pediatrician.
Mm.
And then he's trying to get
him. He also
him.
Marries Aunt May at the beginning of the comics.
Really?
Doc
he's Spider-Man's step-uncle.
Really?
Doc Ock.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Doc Unk.
Doc Unk. Dunk Unk.
Unk Doc.
Dunk Unk.
Unk Unk
Unk Ock.
Unk Ock.
Unk Ock.
Hi, Unk Ock. How are you, Unk Ock?
You can't be calling your uncle that.
Nah, you can't be calling Uncle Cock.
If you're watching or listening, that's the new challenge. Call your Uncle Cock.
Record it on
see
video.
See what his reaction is and send it to us.
It's a new cock. Jimmy Kimmel, like, I stole your Halloween. Yeah.
Cock. Hey, cock.
Cock. Hey, cock. Hey. What the fuck did you just call me?
Oh, come on. Is this the new cock challenge?
Come on.
Is this going on Jimmy Kimmel?
Hi, Jimmy. Hi.
I like a guy who thinks...
The uncles start reacting like the kids who get their Halloween kids. Like, no!
Do you have anything to say to Jimmy Kimmel?
No, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel told me to call you that.
That's going to go viral, I'm telling you.
The new Jimmy Kimmel challenge, take your uncle's cigarettes. Mm. Tell your uncle you threw cigarettes away.
I threw all your smokes out.
What?
Just a bunch of... You said I couldn't smoke all of them.
You bought those for me. I like cigarettes. I got those on Halloween.
And then you're like, nah, Guillermo told me to. And then
What is up with Guillermo these days?
I don't even know what he's just doing chilling. Red carpet stuff, right? He's chilling.
He's sold out.
Yeah, he's sold out.
Dude.
He's still there.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you know?
Because Gus.
Oh, yeah.
Guillermo really liked Gus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a little inside industry secret.
That's cool.
If you know you know Gus.
Whoa, damn. Flow.
Yep.
If you know us and you know Gus...
Then we're going to get Guillermo on the bus.
And we'd go and get on the set of Rust and stop the gun. Going to have some fun. What I just did there was called lyrical storytelling. Kind of created a world.
How are you guys feeling about stop the Baldwin?
Gun. Yeah.
Let's hear Baldwin.
I'm in a place where I kind of think Alec Baldwin can do no wrong for me.
I forgave him months and months ago.
He's too good.
I forgave him the day after he did it.
Yeah. He's so good.
I forgave him before he did it.
As soon as it came out, I was on his side. Yeah. I didn't even need to know the details.
What did she do?
Yeah, she probably yelled at him.
Not knowing it was an accident.
he had to defend himself.
She was filming him. He probably was shy.
She had a job too.
He probably thought
she was shooting.
He was going to be on Jimmy Kimmel because of
it was a challenge.
The don't shoot me challenge.
Don't shoot.
I'm
happy for him. You know, keep doing your thing, boy.
He's like 10. He's 10 kills.
Keep doing your thing, boy.
They leaked or whatever the footage of him on set like before it happened.
No.
Where it's like footage that was supposed to, they're like, we think this footage was leaked by the defense because it's all footage of him on set and he's just going up to different actors and he's literally like going up to people that he's working with and being like, I just want to make sure that on this movie set, nobody ever gets hurt. Just like going up and like someone like trips and falls, like, oh my god, are you okay? The last thing I would ever want on a movie set is for someone to be injured. No, we need to end this shoot now. If you're tired, we need to stop so you don't exhaust yourself and get injured. There's a bunch of videos of him just doing that on set, and then the next day he killed somebody.
It's crazy.
It was
so
premeditated,
like karmically insane. Yeah.
Dude, it's premeditated.
He went back in. That's he got a time machine. Went back in time, and he didn't fix the gun because he wanted to kill that lady.
Yeah.
Why hasn't that been explored yet? That time travel might be involved. I like every crime ever. That should be the. If I was an attorney,
should we not consider at least? Okay, we've been through like two or three possible explanations. We heard the suspect talk. He's convincing. I believe he may not have done it. So. Now might be the time to think about a time machine.
I just want to rule out time travel at the beginning, and then we can move forward.
Your Honor, look at that necklace. Doesn't it look suspiciously like the Time Turner from Harry Potter? This could be time travel.
That could work if the person was wearing the Time Turner.
If they were wearing the Time Turner.
Or they could be like, look at that necklace. It looks like it's from the past.
Oh, yeah. This is a 1600s necklace. There's no other pose. This man is not from this century.
Yeah.
I think he's a Nazi, and then you kind of flip the defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I start killing people, I'm going to put scarab beetle charms on them and be like, there's no way this person is from the past.
A great mummy.
I'm going to buy...
So you show up to court in like old Victorian clothing and you're like,
what
tears. Where am I? I have no idea how I've gotten here.
I'm not from this time.
You like say that, and then no one reacts, and then you just like pull out your phone.
Oh, whatever.
I'm actually from the future. Wow. When we start dressing like Victorians again, I am an android.
It comes back in style.
That could come back in style.
It is.
Check out history. The lining. Check out the lining, and it's just got like another phone taped to it. It's like
made of phones. Yeah. Clothing made of phones is going to be the next
thing. I'm so excited.
I can't fucking wait, bro.
Like Tron.
Like Tron. Yeah. Is there clothing made of phones in Tron?
It's made out of electric
made
stuff.
Made out of lights.
Well, those are not clothing, but that's computer programs.
If you think about it, phones are just lights at this
point. This shirt kind of looks like an app a little.
How?
Yeah, wait.
I don't know, explain.
Like, you could click the different ones.
Yeah, you could click it. This is kind of like
three
a game.
Three colors.
It's kind of like a game. You can play a runner.
You need to play an app so bad.
Sitting next to a guy. This is like next to a guy on the bus. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Your shirt looks like a phone.
Sorry, I'm just playing your shirt.
Yeah. Your shirt has, I can't get past the first level of your shirt.
This is a really hard shirt.
When the shirt unlocks, or when I unlock level 2, the shirt's going to come off.
And then nipple play.
I feel like your outfit is fun, would be fun to play.
To play?
Yeah.
The Vietnam Veterans Reunion.
That would be fun.
It's just a bunch
That'd
of old
awesome.
Guys screaming.
Level 1.
And just Vietnam. Giving them.
Have they made a game yet that's kind of like one of those artistically styled games where it's
like
mostly
Pokemon.
About like Pokemon 3, like one of those games that's mostly just about depression and living your life day to day, making breakfast and such, that's about a veteran, and it's kind of, and they could call it Call of Duty the Aftermath.
Whoa.
Haven't they done that, with
that's excellent.
Wait a second. That could literally be. And yes, I'm sure they actually have done that. But this could actually be an incredible addition to the Call of Duty franchise, where they could have a whole other side of it, and it will appeal to girls.
Mm.
The boys like the war, the girls like the emotions.
And it'll,
or it could be like a game where it's like based on it's all the Call of Duty characters, like Ghost and all the other ones that I don't know the names of.
So
it's
McTavish.
All their wives at homes, and their homes, and they're it's a Sims game.
I was gonna say,
and
I
they
was
have to
say,
like find a date.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. To find a date while their
and
husband is gone.
Yeah, yeah. And then the husband
comes
back.
Texts you every once in a while, and it's like a video of him. He's like, "Hey, honey." He's like, it's like bombs and gunfire in the back.
Yeah,
that would be really cool. And then you could download like DLCs for like the different like
dating
guys.
Apps.
Yeah. And then you kind of have like dating infused with video games.
Yeah. Okay, you are one of these wives.
Okay,
describe your perfect man.
7 feet tall, black as hell, can eat nonstop, but like doesn't bloat, physically doesn't put on any weight.
Skinny?
Yeah, very skinny.
Oh, wow.
7 feet tall, skinny, rail thin, black, and
So frozen.
Oh God, I just described my dad.
I'm paging Dr. Freud.
Great.
7 feet tall.
7 feet tall.
See, I would probably go for the opposite. I'm going for like, I'd say like 4'6", kind of mutton chops, super, lots of body hair all over, braided beard as well, orange facial hair.
Oh, yeah.
Black hair on head. Helmet with one of those cross guards that comes down over the nose, chain mail, battle axe.
It sounds like you're describing what's the guy from Zelda?
I was describing Gimli.
I
would say mine. Gimli. Mine, I would say probably like 1 inch tall. I would say they're sour, they're sweet, they're gone. I would say
you're just describing
maybe red.
You're describing a child, yeah. Your perfect man is a child.
I'm just saying. I really miss my husband. I just need. It's
so
the
you're
only.
You're kind of willing to submit to the darker side of desire.
Yeah. I just want a Sour Patch in my life, man.
Well, you could have said a Sour
it's
Patch
one thing,
grown up.
Man, it's one thing if your husband comes home from war and you've been fucking some guy that lives across the street.
Well, see, this
but
is.
But he comes home and he's mad in one way.
He
but
sees
you kind of just. He's mad because you're cheating. He's mad about the disloyalty. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of just skip the whole romance angle of it. If you cheat on your husband with a kid, He's going to send you to jail. He's not going to care much about
it. No. This is how I see it playing out.
He's not going to feel so emasculated.
I thought you were going to say that he's going to be even angrier because he's coming home catching you fucking a celebrity Sour Patch Kids.
Have you seen the Sour Patch commercials? He's going to come home. The Sour Patch Kid is going to be on top of me. Or whatever, like a terrible sour commercial thing.
And he's going to say, oh my God, you from the commercials.
And then the Sour Patch Kid is going to give him like a bouquet of flowers.
First they're sour, then they're sweet.
Then they're gone. And then we eat them together because husband's home and it doesn't matter anymore.
You eat him.
The Sour Patch.
Yeah.
And then he eats your ass.
Okay, perfect man as a military wife go.
Ooh. My perfect man would be definitely 7 feet tall, black as hell. It's Alex's dad.
Mm. I've heard all this before.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. You and my dad would be a really cute couple, actually.
I don't think I've ever met your dad. We've lived together for 3 years. I don't think I've ever met your parents.
They've only visited once. But they came when you were like asleep in the apartment, and we had that fake gun in our old apartment for a really long time.
It was broken.
And it looks real. Yeah, it was broken, but it looks real. And my parents both came in, and my dad like saw the gun and like got like really nervous. And I was like, no, it's a toy. It's fake. And then he's like, I'm just really uncomfortable with that being out. Like, please put that away. And then I was just being silly, and I like picked up the gun and like pointed it at my dad. And he was like, stop. Please stop.
And he's never visited you.
And he never came back. He had a really bad time that trip. He was also trying to like park the car. We were going out to brunch. And me and my mom and my sister like went into the restaurant to eat. Uh-huh. And my sister like left, I think, like her phone in the car. And so then like she went back to the car and my dad saw her. And I guess he like didn't know it was my sister. So he like ran away from her. And she like,
he sounds like he's on edge.
He is. Yeah. He's got a lot going on.
He ran away from your sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ran around and hid on the other side of the car. And they haven't been back.
Yeah.
I've met Alex's dad like 15 times.
Yeah.
They're cool, man.
Yeah, brag much.
I fucking care. I literally don't even want to meet him.
And I've met Patrick's parents a lot, and I've never met your parents.
Well, not going
to
happen.
That's true. We went to a restaurant with my parents once.
I feel like your parents are here like every week.
Yeah, my parents come up here a lot. I don't know why.
Supportive family.
Yeah.
A real strong family unit.
Yeah.
Unit.
Unit.
The Dorans. Unit.
I think it's very funny that people in our parents' generation, the way that they, people who aren't from New York, so Joe, you can sit this one out. But everyone had kind of, I feel like a lot of people from our parents' generation, and my parents maybe not so much, but a little bit, definitely have the kind of like 80s New York imprinted on their
absolutely.
Memory.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
It is. It's insane.
Like, they literally think they'll be like sitting in a restaurant that is like, you know, it's a brunch restaurant with like leaves and grass on the walls and like an $18 one egg over easy on the menu, and they'll think they're in a wasteland.
Just, oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. That made sense
you watch the news. My mom will just watch like whatever local news thing, and she's like, be careful on this. Like, they're pushing people into the tracks
my
on the
dad
subway.
Always finds
the subway
dad,
has been crazy lately, though. I saw a lady get slapped in the face on Friday.
Boomer.
There was a serial slapper running up and down this train, and there was like, I guess, like, because like we were trying to get this lady off the train. She was a serial slapper, dude. She was going up and down slapping people, and everyone was just kind of like moving in front of. She was only slapping other women, so everyone was just like getting in front of women on the train to be like, stop it, get out of here.
Did
this is on Friday
that?
When we left the play.
What were you doing? Her?
I was like standing in front of this lady who got slapped.
I was trying to slap the woman.
This lady, Well, no, this dude
started it.
This dude
he slapped
stop
her for
this
set
dude
her
pulled up.
Oh, slapping!
He
learned
that
existed.
But this
she
dude
stole my
kicked
drug.
Her off the train, like
physically,
like he like stood up, like he was like stood up, like now this is my chance, and like was like
God
I'm
damn.
Gonna be a hero, and went and just
kick this woman in the chest off of the train.
That's always the scariest shit when people they get the vigilante urge when they see something going down that's like that's iffy. But instead of doing what you should do, which is be a cartoon, stand him say, "Hey, knock it off!
Yay! Why I oughta?"
And they go, "Yeah!"
No, he jumped up and then just like kicked her off the train, and then it just got super quiet. Because and he was just standing there like,
damn, bro. Thought
like
crazy.
he thought that everyone was gonna look at him like he was a hero, but it's like, dude, you just like kicked a woman.
Bro, I thought he was the kicker.
I would have got in his face. This is what I would have said.
Hey,
buddy, you think you're tough kicking a woman like that? I'd like to see you kick me.
Yeah. You're kicking a woman who's going around slapping people in the face.
Go ahead, kick me. And then I stand like this.
Please protect me. Protect me from this kick.
Crying.
Start sobbing. I don't want to die. Do it. Kick me.
Why did I let that happen?
No, that's good because
kick my butt. Show him my butt.
And you just see like shit like like getting bigger.
Go ahead, kick my butt. Oh, it won't be so easy to kick my butt while I'm shitting.
Your pants blow open.
Oh,
on the floor of the sofa.
But yeah, I learned that she was a serial slapper because there was two women on the train who were on FaceTime with their friend who were just going, "Yeah, this lady's slapping bitches. It's crazy." They're just like talking into the phone, not helping at all.
How many people did you see her slap?
I didn't see. I just saw her get off the train and just slap the lady. Oh. And then like me and like this other dude like stood in front. We're just like, stop, stop. Uh-huh. And then like the one dude jumped up and just kicked her in the chest. It was so fucking weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I kicked her.
Well,
that was my shoe. That was my shoe. I can do it again.
Check your pants on that one, man.
That was a full.
Wait.
See? You're just shitting your pants.
That's my shoe, dude. Yep. Oh, okay, now that's I heard my shoe.
It still sounded like a fart again to me.
I know. That's why I made. I was like, oop.
Dude, that would be a good reaction. A good invention would be a shoe that sounds like a fart, so you can hide your fart. No, look, it was my shoe.
Yeah.
And then it farts.
And you have a fart shoe that
you
just
or you can just play it on your phone.
Farts.
But
I was playing it. I was playing it on my phone.
Yeah. Now listen, it sounds exactly like that one. You record all your farts beforehand. Mm.
It's like the sleep app that records your your
AI
talking when you're sleeping.
It's a little Apple Watch style thing that you put on your butt cheek, and it records it detects and records when there's the volumes. You know, it detects the transient of the fart. It records it, stores it in memory. Someone says, "Oh my god, did you just fart?" And you say, "No, it was my pants. My pants make these weird noises." Look, you kind of tug on your pants, and it will play it. It feels the tug and plays it back.
And it's farting out.
And it's called tugboat.ai.
That's a great name for it.
That's funny.
Tugboat.ai.
Tugboat.ai.
No, I didn't.
No, it's my pants.
I didn't fart. It was my pants.
My pants have a fart sound.
My pants.
See, I can do it as many times as you need, and you're just pulling the pants up.
Yeah.
My pants
like
do
the,
this.
The Todd Margaret ringtone.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, and he keeps having to fart.
Yeah.
I'm on a big Todd Margaret
Me
kick
too.
Today.
I've also been on it. I was showing my girlfriend the deaf signing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
crazy.
God. Yeah.
I still haven't seen season 3, but...
Doesn't he nuke North Korea or something?
Season 2
Spoiler.
Is the North Korea one. But then,
all right, guys.
we're talking TV.
My TV nerd brain.
We're talking TV
just
and
took
movies,
over.
I guess.
TV
which you guys
shut,
have a new movie.
Off. Yeah, don't talk about the movie yet because I have a good segue that includes your movie for the...
Well, then speaking of... Well, we're like
wait,
30
wait,
minutes
can
in.
We,
speaking
well, I'm
of
not gonna,
movies...
Well, no, stop.
Speaking of movies,
I'm the charge of it. It's my thing. I made it. I know how long it is.
But,
so back the fuck off, mister.
Whoa,
or I'm going to kick you in the chest like I just learned is possible.
And thus the villain was born.
Mm.
See, real life is like a comic book sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. Yellow man.
Yellow?
Mr. Sweet.
Whoa.
He said real life is like a comic book and you said, yep, yellow.
No, you're wearing a lot of yellow today.
Not a lot.
You're wearing almost exclusively
not
yellow.
That much.
Barely any.
It's just a little.
Just a little
just
yellow.
Just throw on some yellow
I'd
this
call
morning.
You, you'd, I,
yeah, just throw on some yellow.
I felt yellow today.
Yellow is a happy color. Though.
I'd call you Mr. Lemonade.
It's the color of cowardice.
I can't wear yellow. Too big.
Too big?
Yeah.
You're too big to wear yellow. Oh,
or
people
yellow
say,
just
they'd go,
you?
Hey, Big
once
Bird.
Once when I was a kid, I was at the... I was wearing a yellow...
His ass.
I was at a yellow shirt, and I was at like a street fair thing, and there was a Drown the
Did
Clown.
They call you Cantaloupe?
And he went,
You big banana.
That's so sad.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I was a little kid.
Well, you know, I will have
and that clown,
that's probably
Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah, and he's dead now.
And Joe killed him.
Oh my God. Killed Patrice.
He gave
him the Joe said, I'm diabetes.
Yeah, I drowned the clown.
Diabetes.
You can wear a type of yellow that doesn't look like a banana.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to call me banana.
No, but they could call you lemonade.
Lemonade's fine.
You darken that shit up, they could call you
lemon,
Mr. Mustard.
Lemon zest.
Mr. Mustard.
Lemon zest.
I call Mr. Mustard. Mustard.
Lemon zest is pretty good. Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard. Damn, I would love to be a colonel one day.
I'd love to
see
be
if I can follow my dreams.
I do love mustard.
Me too.
I like spicy mustard.
I like different types of mustard as well.
I like pretty much all
mustard.
Mustard.
Yellow, brown, pink.
Oh my God, I love mustard. Fucking love mustard. Oh my fucking God. Oh my. It's on a sandwich. I fucking love mustard.
So gravelly.
It's crazy.
I fucking love different kinds of mustard.
I'm imagining hearing this voice saying these
getting
things.
Getting this at a call
well,
on
I was
3 a.m.
When you pull up to the...
getting a call.
Getting a call at 3 a.m.
That's what mustard... No,
my scenario is you pull
imagine
up...
Imagine being a ketchup lover and getting,
yeah,
that,
getting
call
that mustard
in the
call.
Middle of the night, dude.
My scenario is you pull up to the McDonald's. You pull up to the McDonald's drive-thru. You say, hey, yeah, can I get a burger and I'll get some ketchup on it. And you know what? I'll get some mustard too.
Oh yeah.
Through the speaker on the menu.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. You want a Big Mac? Yeah.
Mustard.
And some mustard.
Mustard.
There's
mustard.
Another.
No, I'm saying this is the cashier who's talking to you through the speaker. And that's actually pretty funny. I guess
I'm playing the guy in the restaurant.
Okay, cool. So just get ready for your big moment because it's coming up.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was very funny for that to happen for someone. For you pull up to the drive thru and you're saying like, yeah, I want a burger, and they'll say, oh yeah, I bet you do want a burger. And then you pull it, they're like, okay, next window, and you pull up and it's just the guy. He's just there. He's just looking very sheepish. You're like, sorry about that. We're gonna pull up to the window.
Anyway, I forgot about this.
I was trying to prank you, I forgot how this works.
I forgot about this part of it. I'm new here.
I forgot you were gonna see me.
It's my first day on the job, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
Yeah, you just drive. How'd you find me?
He ducks down really quick, and then he throws the bag into the car like a grenade.
And then the guy in the restaurant is like, and then the guy in the restaurant is like,
this is so much better than the McDonald's in Paris.
It's all about like developing a character.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about that guy in that one line.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you everything you need to know about him.
I wish my daughter
He's
was here.
He's a food fan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good too.
I wish my daughter was here.
I wish my
friend's
daughter was here.
It's been five long years.
And then the daughter's in France. Cut to the daughter in France.
Cut to the daughter.
And she's going,
I don't see my father anymore because he moved and he hasn't been here in 5 years.
You think that he's talking, you think that he's lost his daughter, but no, she just, her dad moved and he can't get back in.
That's good. That's
he's stuck in McDonald's, but he does like it.
Yeah, it's like Terminal.
He likes it better than the one in Paris. Yeah. We know a lot about him.
That's why he went.
It's like Terminal, but McDonald's.
Yeah.
And get this. And
he just doesn't
and here's
know
how
doors
you can communicate. Here's how you can communicate.
These stupid American doors.
Here's how you can communicate even more information about the character, even beyond the lines. You hear those lines, you think, oh, I know. Okay, first of all, I know he's French. Mm-hmm. I know he's at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I know he's enjoying his food, and he's enjoying it more than the food in Paris. And get this. Then you hear the line, you open your eyes. You see, he's wearing a police officer outfit.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he's a police officer.
He's
That's
a police
visual
officer.
Storytelling.
And he's
environmental
living,
storytelling.
He's living in the McDonald's, and the McDonald's manager, like in Terminal, they keep opening the doors and being like, just walk out the front door. All you need to do, just walk out the front door. And he refuses.
He's too good.
And he's wearing a sandwich board that says, I'm a fan of books.
What's a sandwich board? Oh, double side?
Yeah.
The world is nine.
I'm a fan of books. And then the backside says, but I'm also a liar.
That's actually great because it establishes not only is he not a fan of books, or is he could be one.
Well, you think
he's
he is.
Untrustworthy.
Yeah.
Unreliable narrator.
Yes. There you go.
If he had been narrating the story, he
these
would
are all
be
things
worried.
That are perfect in a script.
Cut to France. Yeah. His daughter's nowhere to be found. found. She doesn't exist.
She moved out of the frame.
Wait, you
and then he takes out his wallet. He pulls out his ID. Indiana.
Whoa.
His name is Indiana Jones.
His
first name is Indiana.
And he's from Ecuador.
Oh, wow.
Ecuador ID.
Well, that's not funny.
And then let me add another layer.
Situation. Chill on that.
Chill on that, bro. We got a lot of Ecuadorian listeners.
The scene of his daughter that we already saw where she was saying that she doesn't see her dad anymore. And then she's still saying this stuff. And then suddenly you hear, cut. Okay, that was terrible. Mm. Let's try it again with a different accent.
Whoa.
She isn't even related to the last part.
She's in a different movie.
She happens to be in a different movie.
Yeah.
About a girl with a father.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's a great movie.
But then one day she goes to McDonald's.
That's awesome.
In Perry.
In America.
The end.
Yeah.
It's her
from there. Question mark.
This is perfect movie writing.
That's the next.
Okay, this actually is a beautiful segue now. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have a movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah. On Friday.
February 2nd.
February 2nd. It's going up at midnight. Mm-hmm. So if you stay up late.
Friday night or Thursday night?
Thursday night turning into Friday.
Friday
into
morning. Friday.
It's going to go up.
The witching hour.
We're trying to do big numbers on the weekend.
Home Planet, YouTube. So run that up and do big numbers.
YouTube.com/
And here's Home an Planet Easter video. Egg. So here's an Easter egg for all you real Home Planet fans out there. Actually, two Easter eggs. Their first one is you may remember my character from a different Home Planet video. Frank
really?
DeCenzo.
Oh yeah, okay.
Kind of a similar voice. Yeah.
I did the same exact voice.
Patrick texted me about it. I'm cool with it.
I texted Joe about it, and Joe said that I can claim that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I can claim that.
That's going on IMDb. Mm-hmm.
Lots of returning Home Planet people.
Favorites. Mm-hmm.
We have
the classic, the back of the head.
Back of Cameron's head is in it.
That
Cameron's
was the head. Second mm-hmm. Easter egg.
Oh, okay. If you can find the first person to find where Cameron's head is and put up a screenshot with hashtag I found Cameron, hashtag junior associate,
we'll
send you a free McDonald's
free
lunch.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
How are you going to send that to them?
Uber Eats, bitch.
We'll have the account. We'll reach out to them.
We'll get
their info. We'll send them a dollar for a sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But February 2nd.
$1 February if you find 2nd, Cameron's
check
head.
February
check it
2nd.
Out. It's
but
very
so
fun.
You guys are filmmakers. And if there's one thing I know about filmmakers, they're always hard at work on the next project.
It's true.
So I've prepared a little presentation here for us where I found some movie ideas from this blog that I found.
Oh.
So hopefully maybe these will give you some inspirations for your next movie, and maybe we can discuss some of these, and maybe you can end up using one if you even want to.
That sounds interesting. Great.
So this is a blog post I found from, I don't remember the name of the blog, it's just a random blog. It's from the 29th of February in 2012, so it's from a leap day. That's what's interesting.
Whoa. Scary.
And this is a post that says, I need movie ideas. And then all the text is in rainbow colors. And it says, anyone have any movie ideas? I haven't been making movies in a while, and I'm short of money. My friend is suggesting making a rude movie, but I don't like the idea of being reported for making unsuitable movies. Mm-hmm. How about I get an animation of like being a ghost and I could make a scary movie? Is the animation VIP? I don't think it is. I'll check it out. My ideas. Scary. Friendship. Make a random movie? Mail me your thoughts. Bye. And this is from Rose 13312.
And this is from the director.
That sounds like a zip code. Can we figure out where 13312 is?
I'm
zip
almost
code?
Positive this is a child, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, what the hell are you?
I'm trying
what
to
the
get
hell are you on today?
Oh my God, guys. What was this posted on?
A Blogspot.
Blogspot.
I think that's a
WordPress, maybe.
That's a Rwanda zip code. I believe.
Okay. Cool.
So here's the first movie idea that was posted. This says, My English is bad. I'm German. Maybe. A girl and her BFF are falling in love both in the same boy. From the BFF are now not BFFs more. They argue and makes stretch. I don't know the word in English.
Stretch.
On of the girls landing in the hospital and they are BFFs again. Ooh. Sorry for my English.
I think striker Maybe that's Strika, that's maybe the that means fighting.
That's the character's name.
I would believe it means fighting. They argue and make fighting. And then that's a kind response from My Mrs. Moneypenny says that's an awesome idea. Mm. So what do you guys think about this idea?
I'm into
it. So a girl and her best friend forever are falling in love with the same boy. From the boy, best friend forever are now not, oh, so they're not best friends anymore. They argue and they fight.
They make fight.
They makes fight. And then the girl lands in the hospital. Yes, and then they're best friends again.
It means strike. Oh, they go on strike.
So they go on strike.
Oh, so it's like a union movie.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Mm. It's like blue collar.
Jimmy Hoffa type.
How to blow up a pipeline.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And the boy they're falling in love with, it's like the same because it's...
is the president of the union.
Yeah, and they're sharing it because it's sharing the wealth. So there's actually a lot of subtext going on.
Okay.
Oh.
This is why I'm always glad to have film analysts on the podcast.
Well,
and really get to the deeper meaning.
The thing that's
ideas.
Really striking to me is that this... comment was made a year after the post went up, and then this was like 5 months later.
There's been all through time. This post has lived on for a long period of time.
And you can, if you can find this post, comment your ideas.
Mm. What would you name this movie? I would name it Streich.
I think Streich makes the most
Strika.
Sense.
It's Strika.
Strika.
Strika. I like Streich. I would
if
name
it was
it
called
Streich.
If it was called Strika, I would think it was an X-Men thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of Strika.
I mean, it could be.
If this was X-Men, I would really be on board with this. If it's Rogue and Psylocke. Oh, I was thinking Storm.
Rogue and Psylocke?
Yeah.
Rogue and Storm.
Are they friends? Are they BFFs, Patrick?
I don't think they're BFFs, but I know they interact.
Who's Rogue's BFF?
Rogue's BFF.
Iceman.
Or Gambit.
Has to be female.
In the movies, her boyfriend is Gambit in the comics.
So maybe Rogue is fighting
over
Gambit.
But it's Iceman. Iceman.
Her BFF is probably, I mean, just going off of the animated series, it's probably Jubilee or somebody.
Oh, right.
Or maybe it's...
Rogue and Lupe.
It's Lupe.
That's them.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
This is an elephant and an animal.
Yeah, that's Lupe.
So Rogue and Lupe, and they both love Wolverine.
Uh huh.
That seems like, and Strikers.
This is how we bring back the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indie. Emotional. Character focus. Mm-hmm.
Kang.
Wait, what are we going to, guys?
What are we going to do about Kang?
They should make a whole movie that's about Kang.
The search for Kang.
Transforming
into a white guy. Yeah. It's like the Venom. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets. Like someone kidnaps him and injects him with like glowing like purple like chemical, and he starts turning white.
It's cool.
There's a scene of him mutating into a little white guy.
Into Liev Schreiber.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
They wouldn't use him because he's already Sabretooth.
And then all the MCU, the Avengers are like, okay, now he's really evil.
Mm. Yeah,
because he's white.
He's a white man. Yeah. Now he's a white diverse. Guy.
Yeah. Wasn't he purple in the movie?
Purple.
You're thinking of Thanos.
I actually didn't see him in any. I didn't see any of the things.
I haven't stopped watching those.
I don't think he's purple though.
I've been rewatching the X-Men.
I lived them, baby.
I was watching X-Men. They are.
Here's the next reply I put up here, and this one I might share privately, but believe it's better than The Strain and several others that I've seen.
Okay.
What's The Strain?
The Strain was a show on FX.
And this idea is a secret idea that has not been shared.
But it's better than The Strain.
It's better than The Strain.
Oh, they don't. I see.
Okay.
So this is, yeah.
This is a separate
so intrigue. Mm-hmm. I hate this gatekeeping in Hollywood.
Let me read this next idea. I think this one is going to be perfect for you guys for the next Home Planet short film.
Great.
This next one says, here is my option. The Runaway.
Whoa.
A story about a little girl about 6 to 7 called Danny. Her father tried to kill her mother, but her mother managed to run away, so her father had to look after her. He tried hunting the mother down, but never managed to find her. Then one day when Danny had grew up into a teenager, 15, her father started abusing her, and she couldn't take it anymore. She knew her father cared for her, but he just kept up the abuse, and soon she got sick of it. She and her father had a row, and he aimed at her, physically hurting her. He threw her in the cellar and went out to calm down. Now Danny was mad. She tried opening the staircase out, but he had locked it from the other side, so she tried the window. She had managed to get her hand through, but not her body. Then she realized she had her mobile in her pocket, so she clambers and pulls it out and dials 911. When they answered the phone, her dad was already home and coming closer to the cellar. Danny started worrying and screamed down the phone, "Help me! The police, where now?" Asking her questions, she quickly told the address and street. She managed to put her phone away before her father got to her. He opened the cellar door and shouted her to come out. So she did. Then she then heard police cars pulling up. Her father was staring at her at this point. He started screaming at her and telling her to make them go away, but she refused the police where soon knocking on the door and asking for it to be answered.
Her father went to the door and 3 minutes later was taken to prison and Danny was free. 2 years later, Danny had found her mother and had her husband and 2 children. They were rich and her father was given 7 years.
Damn.
I hate when they give the plot away, the whole movie in the log line.
I know. In these trailers.
Yeah. I know. This on the tagline on the poster. This is. So do you guys think this is a good fit for Home Planet Productions?
Yeah, do you think that you and
The Runaway,
you guys could do this?
Yeah, I'm thinking this. Neil Linsky as Danny.
Yeah.
Patrick Doran as the father.
Totally. Okay.
I reject the role. I'm busy.
I think one of the best parts of this idea is that the police were knocking on the door and they were also asking for it to be answered.
Yeah.
Can this please be answered?
Please,
please can this be answered?
Can this please be answered already? But there's deep themes in this about daughterhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also feels like
running away.
We're missing a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff to fill in. You know, we can really learn a lot about
what is the.
What just happened?
What did you just do?
I was trying to squirt it like a hockey player.
You squeezed the water into your face?
That's classic. Like, what's happening in these 2 years?
Right, and also, like, what does the basement look like? What color is the door? How many police officers are there?
And how many are asking, please, hey, man, please. Yeah,
right,
please.
Is it one with a carpet?
Yeah.
Or is it just one that's bare stone floor with a rowing machine?
A finished basement reads a lot.
Is there a rowing machine?
Could there be a rowing machine for her to erg in those years she's in the cellar?
Is there a treadmill?
There's so much time, too, that's not filled in. Like, for example, what happens in the 3 minutes between the dad being at home and being in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. That could be a spinoff called The 3 Minutes. Mm.
The 3 minutes. That's the short.
World's fastest court case.
That can be the Pixar.
Yeah. Case closed.
Yeah.
7 years in prison.
It's only 7 years.
There's something interesting about it being a beautiful finished basement, and it's like, how long do you have to be trapped in a finished basement, which is like the best place you could be.
Yeah.
For it to become your own
with a mini fridge
stocked with food, exactly.
Yeah. Fridge, food,
an oven down there as
probably
well.
Probably a TV and like some games, maybe.
A freezer that has all the frozen food from Costco.
Mm. A futon.
I love it.
We could even maybe go a step further and create like a CGI world of the basement.
a Terabithia style.
Yeah.
Where like she's Alice in Wonderland, Tim Burton style world.
Exactly. And that can kind of be where like the real meat of the movie is.
Yeah.
Is
she's right. Coming adventures. Up with all these different things that like this. Couch cushion this is couch like cushion
right. is, but also is, this stuff is it's real, it's really happening,
right?
Yeah. It is a magic couch cushion,
yes,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's you think that it's bridged to Terabithia and she's creating a magical world just because her father tried to kill her mother who escaped and then tried to yell at her, but actually the plot twist at the end, it's all revealed as magic, like at the end of Labyrinth, the police come take her dad away and they're like, how did you survive in that basement? You must have had to create an imaginary world or something. Mm. And she's like, yeah, I guess I did. Then over her shoulder.
Does that happen at
the couch cushion?
Couch cushion, yeah.
Hey, what's up, you bastards? What's up, you bastard cops?
Because the couch
He's
cushion.
He's got a cigar hanging out of his mouth.
I'm couchy the couch cushion.
And then the pillows.
And
like,
I learned how to roll my own cigars down in this basement.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the pillow can sing a song, maybe.
When you're a couch, you're a couch. Everybody sits on you. Nobody listens to a couch cushion.
That's fire.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Okay, here's the next post on here. These ideas are fine, but way too long and complicated. Also, all of the drug/abuse phrases, will he, and then a bunch of pound signs, out. People won't watch long movies over about 1 minute. How about doing a family series, as they always get lots of views? You could do a royal family, poor family, celebrity family, Chav family, etc.
I like Chav family.
What if one child is a breakaway and is completely different to the rest? Message me if you use this. I love the idea of a Chav family where one child is a breakaway.
Yeah.
The posh child of a Chav family.
Oh,
the prince.
The prince, the little prince.
The little prince.
It could be called the little prince.
Yeah.
The little prince.
I don't want to be a Chav.
Yeah, yeah.
Oi. You got to fucking smoke this cigarette right now.
No, I'd rather sit on a pillow.
You better not sit in a fucking pillow.
And then it could kind of be like a Game of Thrones sort of like family power struggle.
Yeah.
And there could be a war that the prince can start.
And then the mom starts to become a little bit more posh and the husband is like, you hanging out with your fucking son again.
Yeah.
accusing the mom of hanging out with his son.
I told you to never see him again.
I told you not to fucking talk to his son.
Don't go in his bedroom.
Don't you dare talk to that little fop.
You don't see him.
You don't even fucking talk to him about posh living. We're chavs. We've always been chavs.
I'll say it, it's giving...
I want to be posh.
It's giving...
He'll King, never be posh.
It's giving Kingsman vibes. Mm.
Really?
He wears
posh in that? I
he's,
thought he,
he's a chav. He's a chav. He starts wearing spy. Suits. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, makes
he's
him posh.
He's kind of... doesn't want to be posh, though. He's kind of like a chav agent.
He still wears a flat brim hat.
Well, see, I try to not really think about the Brits too much in general, so I'm not super sure on the... you know, the meanings of all the chav and posh and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just have seen Kingsman.
We will
times.
Take it a step further. What was Kingsman too afraid to do? We will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kill an actor for real.
Kill an actor. We will kill an actor. Mm-hmm.
It's the one
the
thing.
The one thing. The actor is actually killed.
We will
the
kill
end
this
of
man.
And you'd get a
the
lot
main
of
star.
You'd get a lot of buzz for that.
You would get
a
huge
a
amount
lot
of buzz.
Bringing
buzz
it back, circling
feed
back
articles.
To
the
Russ.
Movie they don't want you to see.
Because the Crow already did it.
The Crow didn't.
Did they market it like that?
No.
The Crow, yeah, but
that
this
was their
exactly,
mistake.
Emerson
this is a marketing ploy.
Emerson alum.
Yeah, Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee, really?
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, I think he was my professor.
No wonder I've always felt so connected to him.
I saw his ghost at Emerson campus once.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. Where'd you see him?
Just like
the
in, the, yeah,
in the
DH. Yeah, the
dining hall. Yeah.
He was
making a sandwich.
He looked so different.
Yeah. He's standing next to that statue. It's like you see like at the end of Return of the Jedi, it's like Norman Lear, Brandon Lee. they're all sitting at the end of the cafeteria watching you eat lunch. Like,
yeah.
Here's something. Yeah, every movie where someone gets, when an actor gets killed making the movie, the actor is never, here's the other way we differ from the Crow. Mm-hmm. The actor is never killed during the last, well, and if they are, it's, well, anyway, they're never killed during the very final scene,
uh-huh.
to the very last thing they shoot and the final scene of the movie. And if they do, it's because they stop making the movie after the person dies.
Yeah.
But we need to set it up so that we film everything for the entire movie. There's only the last scene left. And then that's when the actor is killed. And then it's,
and it's,
you know,
like turning a perfect bow. And if we do
exactly.
it, if we do it right, it can be like a 2-minute movie.
Right.
Get to go home early.
Right, this person says nobody will watch a movie that's over a minute long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But exactly, because everybody, you see these movies where people get died making them, killed,
and they have to
say.
Keep going.
And they, well, it's always like you're watching the movie and it's always like, you know, like 30 minutes and you're like, oh, that's the scene where somebody died. It's like, this is too early and you have to save that.
Yeah.
Because then it's also like, you know, the CGI scenes are mixed in. They've got the body doubles. They've got whatever. You know what I mean?
Have you seen The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
No. That's Heath Ledger's last movie, though.
Yeah,
right?
Heath Ledger died, and then they just made it a part of the movie that, like, his character looks like three different guys for the rest of it.
Don Cheadle, Terrence Howard, Denzel.
Yeah.
The classic one is the Plan 9 from Outer Space where... Bela Lugosi died, and they just have the guy who's doing the top half of his face looks a little bit like Bela Lugosi. That's what we need to bring that spirit back.
So we kill him in the first minute, and then the second minute we fill in a different guy to be that guy. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We killed two actors for this movie.
Minute one,
wait,
we kill the first
every
one.
Minute we kill the. It's called the cursed
man who,
character.
I was thinking the man
the
who dies.
The character who kills the actor within 1 minute. That's the name of the movie.
I was thinking if you want to go sleek, you go the man who died twice.
It's like the Joker. That's beautiful.
That's good.
But check this out. It's a role that's like the Joker. We say it's a role 1,000 times more deadly than the Joker.
Oh my god.
Everyone who plays this role goes crazy and kills themselves within 1 minute of playing the role.
So
there's 90 different people playing the character in the movie because every minute that they play the role, they can't take it anymore. They slit their throat on camera.
So I think we make the 2-minute version. We get it on the festival circuit. We get funding for the feature.
Yeah.
And then it's 90 minutes and it's 90 actors.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what was your crazy.
He only dies 90 times.
He only dies 90 times.
What was the joke that we were doing like a while ago that's like a Star Wars movie that's called like 10,000 Jedi or something? And it's like the first movie to have like, the like the most Jedi Star Wars movie.
Episode 10, 10,000 Jedi. Just episode 11, 11,000 Jedi.
That's the rest of the Star Wars.
You've never seen so awesome. Many Jedi in your life.
The poster.
10,000 Jedi?
The poster is the thing where they do where it's like the like shoulders up of all the different actors' faces, but there's 10,000 of them.
You can't see anyone's face.
It just looks like dots.
Yeah. 10,000 Jedi, 2 Sith.
Oh my God!
There's
come off.
That should be the sequel.
Come off.
Suck off. 10,000 Jedi. 2.
All right. Come,
I thought you were saying come off it.
Come off it. No, they're gonna have a come off.
They're gonna have a come off.
Yeah.
10,000 Jedi and 2
Sith. Come
two
off.
Sith.
Yeah. Here's the next come post. Challenge. This is four ideas in one. Here's the next one. Number one, I'd like to see a movie about the Dallas Ewings as teenagers. Two, I'd
Dallas
like to
Ewings?
See it's a cast of a soap opera.
Okay.
Two, I'd like to see an all black cast of Song of the South with antagonists as northern middle class family head and wife from Sapelo Island. Three, someone should remake Salem's Lot for our time. Four, would love to see a movie showing Native Americans' involvement in the slave trade and the different aspects of not wanting slavery to end, fighting for the Confederacy, falling in love, and marrying slaves, children of all slaves becoming chiefs, and slaves and natives fighting as the federal government. Have more ideas, but we'll stop here while waiting for Hamilton to come to the big screen. And then there's one reply to this post that just says, this is the only reply that says, you commented on my B-Day!
Wow, I love all of those ideas.
These ideas are crazy.
That's sick,
Salem's
dude.
Lot remake. Not that bad of an idea.
Directed by the Feige brothers. Or
yes.
The Russo brothers.
The Russo brothers.
That's Kevin Feige and his brother.
They're revealed. That's the only way they're going to get people to come back to
there's
that.
There's news. We got another. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another one.
The Marvel keynote where it's just like a silhouette of a guy. Yeah. A guy wearing
like
a little scally
like
cap.
The Super Smash Bros. Challenger. Yeah. New challenger. Yeah.
Devin Feige.
They just got some waves.
Yeah!
What's up, y'all? All
right, here's another idea. So maybe there is Dektave Girl. Her partner is a guy. They get onto this big case in New York, making so many friends along the way and falling in love, but then she finds out her partner is T-Killer. Really, he isn't. Bit.
What?
She still loves him.
But so he really isn't the killer.
But she thinks he is?
But she finds out that he is, but he isn't.
But she finds out.
She finds out, but he isn't.
I would say this is not too dissimilar from a lot of ideas that I have.
Yeah, this is the most home planet one so far.
Yeah.
What about this one? This seems very home planet to me. Here's this one. Make it something about a popular girl being transformed into a were-girl. Then she kills people because they don't believe her. Then she goes to prison for a week. Then she breaks out. And that's the end of the season.
Season? This is a TV show idea.
I like that. We
so
can do that.
This is disqualified from being a movie idea.
I like someone who goes to prison for a week.
And then breaks out. And
then breaks
it ends.
Out. And it's over.
Here's another. This is a request. OMG, guys, I need help ASAP. I need a horror/scary movie idea. There should be dad abusing, mean girls, changing appearance, being a singer, and falling in love with her boy BFF or the mean boy that helped her later on.
This feels like it's just combining every
help,
single
I
idea.
I need an idea with all of these things.
Can you combine this one and this one and this one and this one? BFFs, girls changing appearance.
Uh-huh. Appearance.
Appearance.
Uh-huh.
Being a dad abuse. We got plenty of dad abusing.
Yeah, there was a lot of dad abusing.
Being a singer is
not
maybe
so much, but that can be slotted in.
No, I think that's the focal point of the movie now.
That you get Billie Eilish in the movie.
Introducing Billie Eilish.
Introducing in her first acting role.
Yeah. I would literally kill to be the director who gets that credit on my movie.
Oh my God.
Introducing Billie Eilish credit.
That would be huge. Awesome.
My legacy.
Billie Eilish as Sam.
The man who brought Billie to the silver screen. That's what they'd call me.
Ooh, Billie Eilish and Sean William Scott.
That's not bad.
As the abusive dad.
I was thinking he's more
and
of
it's
like
the
a,
movie is called Stifler's Kid.
And it's called The Duo.
American Dad, American Pie presents Stifler's
Kid.
American Dad, American Dad, American Pie presents.
American Dad, American Dad, American Dad.
Here's this next one is basically everything that's wrong with Hollywood. Unknown says, try remaking a movie in modern times. No, thank you. How about a new idea? Here's a new idea. I have an idea. It's very bad, so bear with me. Everyone in the school is put into categories, so you're either smart, popular, childish, jock, the grub dogs, skateboarders, musicians, the nice, and the mean. The main character, you can pick names, is the only one in her school who doesn't fit into any category, and everyone bullies her except for one guy who is secretly in love with her. But the guy who likes her is one of the popular guys, so he can't be seen with a loser like her. Plus, his sister is her complete mortal enemy.
Isn't that the plot of High School Musical?
Yeah, but High School Musical doesn't have the grub dogs.
That's true. Yeah.
I would love to go to a school with a clique called the Grub Dogs.
Patrick, you're a skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Grub Dog.
Is a
Grub Dog someone who likes food?
I think so.
I think I'm a Grub Dog,
You're
too.
Definitely grub the Grub Dog.
You're the Grub
Dog. Yeah. I'm from the childish. I'm a childish clique.
And Alex is the musician.
Cool.
Yeah.
We can get me and Tay Diggs as my friend. Doran, we play.
At the table.
It can be like
your
something.
Your lunch table is a grand piano.
Yeah, you're lying on top of it eating your french fries.
525,000.
A musician could never be friends with a Grub Dog.
Hey, eat this. Oh, you're the Grub Dog.
Yeah.
It's about a musician and a Grub Dog overcoming their differences to make a movie together, and it's meta. They're making the movie.
Whoa,
you're watching.
And then in the background, you can pick names. Grub Dog is also finding her way in the background, too.
You can pick names is her name. We're not going to change that. It's too good.
Her first name is Yukon.
You can pick names.
The person who posted this is Lizzie. That's kind of a fun name for a girl in a movie.
Oh.
This is why you get paid to make movies.
I can see that. You should be
an executive producer for Hollywood.
Yeah,
Lizzie, Max.
How about changing the character's name to Lizzie?
Lizzie and Max.
Lizzie, Max, Sally.
Whoa.
Getting a screenplay across your desk and reading and be like, it's kind of good, but I'm just looking for movies right now where the main character's name is Lizzie.
Yeah, you get it. You get like a script put in front of you and it's like a period piece and it's got like names from like the 1600s or something. Right. It's like, can you change that character?
Ezekiel.
Can you change that character's name to Max?
Yeah,
this
think,
one's
I
name to Jalen.
Audiences are really Jebediah's looking for name girls named Max.
Yeah, Tevin should change Jebediah.
Harlan.
I can see a Harlan. Is a young name. Harlan.
Yeah. Harlan.
Let's get Harlan back in the modern age.
Harlan Williams.
So guys, as I himself.
Harlan Williams, he would be a good scary dad.
I discovered that these movie ideas are not for Hollywood movies, guys. These are for movies from an app that exists that is called Movie Star Planet. So this is a very exciting app, Movie Star Planet. Next slide, please.
So you can see
it's kind of a social network. It's pretty fun to use. Whoa. So this is my profile. This is my profile here. That's me on the left. It says looking to direct my first big picture. And this is my journal page. You can view it on my profile. So it says, I am Cameron. Favorite animal is the mink. I just really like the clothing that comes from the mink. Hobbies, writer, director. Favorite subject, film. My favorite foods is crudite. I just really, really like crudite. Favorite movie star is Wells. Orson Welles, to be exact. Favorite movie, The Works of Antonioni. Favorite TV show, I personally prefer The Silver Screen. And the best book would have to be The Portrait of a Lady by Henry James.
Wow.
Nice. And I made my avatar there look like me. They didn't have a mustache option.
If you could,
it's cute.
You should wear clothes like that. You'd look cool.
He already does. He already looks
this is
like
my, what do you mean? It looks exactly like me. This is my avatar. And so this is Movie Star Planet. And actually, you know, I know you guys are kind of the filmmakers here, but I tooled around for a minute and I'm just with such successful, you know, director and writer, actor here.
Right.
I just want you guys to take a look at something I wrote and directed and maybe just give me some critiques or analyze it. I'd like to present to you guys my first short film. It's called The War. Written and directed by Cameron Fetter. So just go to the next slide here.
Oh, I'm excited.
We can watch The War. So just let me know what you think.
Oh, shit. darn Cameron. All right.
I'll read this. This war is bitter and brutal and seems to rage on forevermore. Will I ever fall in love?
Wow.
The war is over.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for watching this film. Directed and written by upcoming creative Cameron E. Fetter. The end.
You should have filmed your voiceover.
I should have filmed it, but that's not part of it. They don't really have part of it, so I just wanted to kind of give the this is They don't have that in the app.
That was good.
So you're going with like Dogma 95 type rules where it's like you can only use things.
Well, I just wanted to
the
showcase
app.
The app, and this is my creative vision. So I was kind of just only reading it for the audio listeners.
I would say two things really stood out to me. The first one was how the little table keeps flying around.
So I am a huge fan of the works of Lynch. I try to throw in surreal elements like definitely tables moving Lynch. And a light that looks like a skateboard.
Lynching for sure.
Definitely.
And then I liked her running on top of you. That was a special touch.
I just liked how that app gave you the tools to express your creativity.
Right. It feels like that easy to make a movie.
It feels like that app was built to make those little 1 second things of someone lying down and someone running on top of them. Feels like that's the real.
Right. It's just like you don't need to like get a $50 million budget like you guys to make something.
Yeah.
You can just run out there, download Movie Star Planet, make your profile, say your favorite things, and
you don't have to be a Nepo baby. You can be an app baby, too.
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And guys, I really wanted to cast all of us in that movie, but unfortunately, they do not let you make custom characters, and so it had to be a mermaid.
Mermaid really stood out.
She was good. Yeah.
She was great.
She had an incredible performance.
What was it like to work with Mermaid?
Now I guess I shouldn't kiss and tell. Me and her actually had a little thing.
Oh my god, TMZ.
Don't you shoot me?
No, TMZ's noise.
I'm joking.
Is that on TMZ now?
Well, why don't you guys plug your movie again?
Go watch Junior Associate on Home Planet YouTube. It's the biggest thing we've ever made.
Yeah, it's very fun and silly and crazy.
And
we
I
got
think
to make
even
it
there's
with
a premiere
with
video up of it.
There's
being
a
coming
premiere.
Up soon.
Yeah, right here. Look at that. Premieres in 2 days
at 12 a.m.
Anyway, click Patrick's that arrow so we can see all the faces.
That's a hotel room that we shot in. That's pretty cool.
That's
the date.
Looks great, guys.
Do we have any more pieces of trivia that you guys can say?
I ate. It was like my birthday was the first day that we started shooting it. So you can kind of tell in a couple of the scenes, I have sort of like a birthday glow.
And a smile as well.
And a smile. And I'm holding a present in a lot of the scenes because I was going to open it. But Mr. Director made me wait. But
I heard that I heard that you were kind of at the same time as this. You were also shooting another movie called The Birthday, and they had to CGI out your smile in a lot
the
of the
big
scenes.
Big birthday.
What we really did was we just
had to take the mouth and then flip it the other way. Right. So it was like a frown.
He's up. Spoiler alert. It's a bit of an upsetting one.
He frowns. There's some frowning going on.
There's a lot of frowning.
And of course, go buy tickets to our sketch shows on swagpoop.com/shows. You're going to love those. Please, it's going to be so much fun, and we want to see you there. And also, we have the day this comes out tomorrow is our play thing, Q&A.
Oh, yeah, the Q&A.
Job, the play.
After
the
job,
guys,
the play.
I can tell you, the play was good. I saw it, and I...
What was that?
Our Q&A play. After job, the play.
So go buy tickets for that. I don't know where you do that, but I think
you okay. Look you it will up. See it on
Google
our Instagram
job
story.
John
2/1/24. We are doing a Q&A after the play job. We went and saw it last Friday.
Was it good?
It's so good.
It was good.
Yeah.
I don't know why they asked us to do this.
Yes, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be definitely the most interesting thing we have ever done.
Ask Peter Friedman about Safe.
I looked up Peter Friedman's pant leg.
Yep, we were
he's
that
also
close
in,
to the stage.
He's also in, what's the call? Is it The Savages? What's the one with Laura Linney?
Don't know.
Peter Friedman.
Well, guys, go subscribe to the Patreon
Sidney
as
Lemon.
Well to get some.
Sidney
Lemon
it out
gave
of the
an
park.
Incredible performance.
They're so good. It's such a good. If you don't see us on it, go see it yourself.
Share Junior Associate. Let's get it viral. Yeah.
Subscribe to Patreon. Go check out Home Planet on all social media aspects of the
internet. Check out this.
And what is this?
And what are we looking at? Oh,
something went wrong.
Something went wrong. Whatever it was got deleted.
Great, man.
Also, go
great job.
Go on.
What is it? The LA Chargers posted a video of Caleb.
Oh my god!
Where did this video go?
No way!
That can't be real.
They deleted it.
They deleted it.
Oh my god!
I think so.
Holy shit! You didn't save it or screen record it. There's no way you can get it a cached version of it.
Whatever. Someone will have it for
the LA Chargers. Put Caleb up.
That's crazy. Wow,
Caleb, yeah,
this is the year of fame.
I'm sorry.
Damn, I think they found out what that video was, probably.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right.
Someone was probably like, hey.
Happy week.
I love you.
Bye.
Do you think maybe he's trying to serpentine his way out in case there's fire, there's gunfire?
Look at his arms. Look, he's holding his hands in front of him like he's doing like a dance.
My favorite part is here at the end. You can see just his head go back and forth as he waddles out of the hallway. He just goes, his head has like a full, there's a foot between each side where he wobbles his head.
He's walking like a South Park character.
When he gets off stage and he's walking away and he does that walk.
Full sprint.
At what point does he just walk like a normal person? How long?
Do you think that's his normal walk?
That's his normal walk.
That is not, no, he does that when people are looking.
Yeah.
When he gets back onto the street, he walks like a normal person, I'm sure. Maybe. Of it. Mm. He's not waddling around. He doesn't waddle in the subway.
Okay, yeah, right now I want to. We need a practice here.
Okay,
you be Mark Normand. Mark Normand is coming on the podcast. I want to show you how I would drill Mark Normand and get the truth out of him.
Okay.
You're about to spew the bullshit, right?
To lull him into obscurity.
So first, I'll be like, "Oh, hey, Mark, nice to see you."
What are you going
to
call this podcast about? Math?
Thanks for doing the show.
What's going on around here?
Well, in New York,
video podcast.
Yeah,
you should call it a podcast about fish, huh? Comedy.
There's a fish on the wall. That's funny.
We do like comedy, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
what are you going to call this podcast about? Water, huh?
Well,
because they got a water bottle.
It's an empty water.
I just went to a comedy show the other night, and I was like, it went really, it was kind of like everyone was bombing and it was really awkward. So I was wondering, like, what's the craziest show you've done recently?
The craziest show I've done recently is,
wait, where are you going, Mark?
Oh, Mark, watch this. Now stay. Now sit. Now Mark, sit down, Mark.
Sit down, Mark.
Now I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you my method.
No,
this is how I would break his spirit.
Okay.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
So, Mark, what happened at that one show? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I'm not Mark. I'm Kevin Hart.
Oh, hello, Kevin.
Hey.
Kevin Hart, did you hear about Mark Norman's?
Yeah, what do you think happened? Hey, Kevin Hart, will you wear a dress for us, please?
No.
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 That is the funniest shit ever.